But now they're bringing this bilingual education, so...
Mm-hmm. Are you in favor of that?
Well, I am, because you have a chance to learn two languages
mm-hmm.
and be better than just knowing one. Like, we didn't have bilingual, we didn't have Spanish schools here,
mm-hmm.
but by speaking it, we learned it. And now, of course, we don't speak fluent English, but we can understand people in both languages.
Mm-hmm. I read somewhere in, I think it was San Antonio, that some of the Mexican-Americans, or whatever you call them there, they were ashamed of their Mexican ancestry, and that they would, like if they were around Anglos, they would purpose mispronounce their own names, like this Lee Trevino, you know?
Mm.
Have you run across that around here?
No.
I mean, people who don't want to admit that they have Mexican ancestors, you know?
There might be some. I don't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we have any around here.
You never heard of anyone, like,
Lee.
Yeah.
I've heard about Lee.
What do you think of that? I never knew
well,
it was I couldn't pronounce it the way the Spanish pronunciation is, so I didn't realize, you know, he was.
Well, some parts of the country, they don't like if he doesn't know how to speak Spanish,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't pronounce. And he preferred, that's the best way he could pronounce it, and maybe that's the way he used to pronounce it. I don't think he does it purposely. I don't believe that's just, that's the way he would.
That's just what he's always
mm-hmm.
said. Something that Flower used to come in, that was a...
Well, he's come in a barrel.
What about the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
A ring? Barrel ring?
Mm-hmm. Or another name for those? Or a basketball. You throw the ball through the...
That, it's a basket, isn't it?
Well, what do you call the circle thing?
It's a ring.
What about the name hoop or hoop?
Like a hula hoop?
Uh-huh.
Well, it might be a hoop, but we just call it a ring.
And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg.
And on a water barrel or a beer keg or something like that, the thing you turn to get the water or beer or whatever out.
Spout.
Okay. What about the thing out in your yard that you could hook your hose up to?
It's a faucet.
And at the sink? In the kitchen?
We call it a faucet too.
Okay. And if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were carrying clothes out to hang them on the line, you'd carry them out in a clothes.
Did a hamper?
Okay, or another name for that. What about something that at Easter children get eggs in
a basket?
Okay. And if a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say that he was
he had a load of wood?
Uh-huh.